jump your way to stronger bones. Statistics show that 1 in 3 women and 1 in 5 men over age 50 experience a fracture due to osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to thin and become weak, the International Osteoporosis Foundation reports. These fractures can lead to disability, illness, and even death. A clinical trial suggests there may be a simple way to reduce fracture risk that doesn't require much time or effort. The authors found that engaging in a 12-month jumping program for 2 to 3 minutes per day, 4 to 5 times per week, was effective for increasing bone strength in premenopausal women with osteoporosis. Experts shared their insights on the benefits of jumping for bone health. Backed by research, osteoporosis is more common in women because they have less bone mass than men, and the drop in hormone production during menopause results in rapid bone loss, noted the authors of the clinical trial published in the Journal of Family Medicine. While most osteoporosis research has focused on high-risk postmenopausal women, studies offering exercise guidance for women before menopause remain limited. Results found that the jumping program not only helped maintain bone health but also reversed expected age-related bone loss in areas most vulnerable to fractures. These include the hip bone, the lumbar spine or vertebral bones in the lower back, and the neck of the thigh bone. The authors concluded that this simple, low-time commitment program could help premenopausal women prevent or delay susceptibility to fractures following menopause. It's notable that such a small exercise routine yielded significant bone protection. Similar results were seen in earlier research, which found that 16 weeks of high-impact jump training increased hip bone mass density. That program involved jumping 10 or 20 times, twice daily, with 30 seconds of rest between each jump. Weight-bearing exercises have been shown to be a big help when it comes to osteoporosis. However, adding jumping can accelerate results, said Scott Schreiber, a board-certified chiropractor and owner of MN Spine and Sport, in an email to the Epoch Times. In older adults, the likelihood of death increases greatly after a hip fracture, but simply adding a few jumps per day can greatly reduce the risk. Physical therapy program. I provide a jumping program for all of my clients with osteopenia and osteoporosis, said Jessica Chelson, a physical therapist and owner of Vibrant Coast Physical Therapy and Wellness. Osteopenia refers to lower than normal bone mineral density, though not low enough to qualify as osteoporosis. Her program consists of 5-minute sessions, 3 times per week. The focus is on jumping and landing with a slight knee bend, not a deep bend, so that the bones rather than the muscles absorb more of the force, she said. Participants in the program have seen improvements in their bone density scans, particularly in the hips, Chelson said, based on her clinical experience. However, because her program includes both strength training and jumping, she can't say how much of the improvement is due to one or the other. Chelson recalled one client who had been diagnosed with osteoporosis and experienced severe side effects from her medication. She wanted to find a way to holistically improve her bone mineral density to be able to decrease her medication dose. The client's physical therapy program included strength training 4 times per week for 45 minutes, jump training 3 times per week for 5 minutes, walking with a weighted vest daily. The client's bone mineral density improved in both hips, Chelson said. She also feels much more balanced and doesn't have near falls. Jumping can help. The value of jumping for osteoporosis lies in its dual benefit, strengthening both bones and muscles, builds bone tissue. Jumping puts increased mechanical stress on the bones and joints, Schreiber said. This, in turn, creates a need for the bone-building cells to lay down more bone, thereby strengthening and supporting the area. He compared the process to muscle building. When a person engages in strength training, the body responds by building muscle to handle the stress. Strengthens fall-related muscle fibers. Jump training helps maintain the strength of type 2 muscle fibers, which play a key role in fall prevention, Chelson said. She added that muscles contain type I fibers, which promote endurance, and type 2 fibers, which contract in short bursts of power. Unlike slow-contracting type I fibers, type 2 fibers activate quickly, making them crucial for catching oneself when tripping. This is our stepping response, referring to how we are able to quickly take a step to prevent a fall if we catch our toe. Tips for safe jumping. When starting a bone-building jumping program, Schreiber gives his patients the following advice. Start slowly and build gradually, Fewer repetitions done correctly beat more done incorrectly. Listen to your body. Soreness is okay, but sharp pain is a red flag. If pain occurs, stop and consult your healthcare provider. Maintain good form. Keep your spine tall, core engaged, and knees soft. Add weight when ready. Use light weights or a weighted vest only after your form is solid. Make it a habit. Jumping 2 to 3 times per week can help improve bone density, balance, and function. Jumping done safely and strategically can be a game changer for bone health, Schreiber said. Risks of jumping include falls, joint or muscle strain, pain, and pelvic floor symptoms. Difficulty controlling muscles involved in urination and defecation, Chelson noted. People who should avoid jump training altogether include those with severe osteoporosis or a high risk of frailty fractures, which are fractures that can occur without a fall, she said. However, those who have arthritis, poor balance, or pelvic floor dysfunction can likely progress into jump training with the assistance of a physical therapist.